With more than 18 million people, the Los Angeles region is a megacity that became famous not only because of Hollywood, but also for its smog, the hazy layer that often blankets the city. Pollutants include greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane. And they don't just stay over the city, says Riley Duren of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
It takes several weeks or months for these gases to mix, but they end up in the atmosphere and they affect everywhere, not just a local city.
Duren says Los Angeles and Paris are part of an experiment called the Megacities Carbon Project. The goal is to monitor greenhouse gases and look for long-term trends to see if environmental policies to lower these pollutants actually work.
16 highly sensitive sensors are being installed throughout Southern California on rooftops and on media towers like this one.
These instruments work continuously to analyze what's in the air. Scientists also use what's called remote sensing to monitor the air. Instruments placed on planes and on a satellite look at sunlight bouncing off the surface of the Earth. By looking at how the air changes the quality of that light, scientists can detect the fingerprint of carbon dioxide and methane. One additional sensor is on top of historic Mount Wilson, where Albert Einstein and Edwin Hubble came to gaze up into the sky. Now, Stan Sander of NASA says this remote sensing equipment looks down into the LA basin and analyzes the air.
What we're hoping to do here at Mount Wilson is create a sort of pattern or a model for the way other cities might be able to measure their greenhouse gas emissions in a very similar way.
Duren says developing ways to measure and track emissions of greenhouse gases is urgent. As seen here, the world's 40 largest cities as a group emit the most fossil fuel carbon dioxide after China and the U.S., while developed countries are trying to reduce emissions.
In the developing world, particularly in South America, Africa, and Asia, we're seeing explosive growth in cities because of the combined effects of urbanization and economic growth.
He says many of these growing cities are at higher risk for climate change because of what they are spewing into the air. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.